Okay, so it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and if we look in the Kitz HaRizal, so the HaRizal teaches that Iyar, it's Rosh Tevos, Avim, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel. And the question is, okay, we understand the Avos, but like, what's the connection of Rachel to the Avos? And specifically also, what's the connection of Rachel to Chodesh Iyar? So perhaps it is as follows. We look at Rachel Yemina's life and sort of her legacy, what she contributed to the Jewish people. So she's the one that showed the Jewish people that even when things seem bleak, even when things seem dark, but a person still able to continue on davening and having emunah and pushing forward. So Rachel Yemina, she's not blessed with a child, but she begs and begs and begs. She sees Leah having children, and she gives in her maidservant to Yaakov to have children through her. But Rachel still keeps on believing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers her tefillos and eventually gives her to Yosef. So Rachel's contribution to Klal Yisrael is the fact that even when things are bleak, we have the ability to keep on going, we have the ability to keep on pushing forward. And if you think about just the significant days in Chodesh Iyar, that's really what the month of Iyar is all about. We have Pesach Sheni, what happened Pesach Sheni? So the people weren't able to bring Pesach Rishon, they begged Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to give them Pesach Sheni, bring the Korban Pesach and the Yudaot Iyar. And a few days later, we have Lag BaOmer with Lag BaOmer. And Bikiva, he loses 24,000 Talmidim. Does he give up? No, he follows in the ways of Rachel Yemenu. And even though the situation seemed bleak, but he continued giving over the Torah Shabbat with his new five Talmidim. And it's also really the significance, or perhaps the deeper understanding of what the Yom HaTzmut, Yom Yerushalayim are all about as well, that they're coming right after the Churban of Europe, of the Holocaust. But no, the fact that the state of Israel reflects the fact that the Jewish people, even when things seem bleak, even when things seem to be terrible, but the fact that the Jewish people still have the ability to keep on going. So the significance of Rachel is that she's the one who taught us the fact that when things don't seem to be so good, when things seem to be so difficult, the Jewish people still have the ability to keep on going forwards. And perhaps that connection between Rachel and Iyar specifically and to the Avos is that the Avos sort of represent sort of Klal Yisrael when things are sort of more normal and things are sort of more clear, but Rachel Yemenu is the one that can teach us the lesson when things don't seem to be so good, when things seem to be up against a dead end. No, but we have the ability to keep on going forward, so we still have the ability to keep on pushing forward. So I think it's something to think about this Chodesh Iyar, as the war in Eretz Yisrael has been going on for months and months and months, and things seems the thing. It seems that things aren't ever ending, and the war is going to continue going on. But the message of Iyar and the message of Rachel Yemenu, that even when things seem bleak, but we have to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to push on forwards, and then eventually the Yeshuas are going to come.